Welcome to New Realities. This is Alan Steinfeld, and on this program, I investigate the ongoing spiritual revolution that's happening in this country and around the world. And tonight's guest is very much a part of that new wave of consciousness. His name is William Linville. Thanks for being here, William.
You'd be able to assist me, good friend.
Well, I've talked to many people, I mean, they're not all alike, but many people bringing in this higher message, and I think part of who you are is interesting in the sense that you came in after the birth of the body, I mean, called a walk-in. Can you describe that experience a little bit and where you came from and who you are?
Well, absolutely. I came from pure consciousness. I've played in Sirius. I've played in Palladian belts of consciousness. I've played in Orion's belts of consciousness. I've also played with the Pashans, and it all continues. But nevertheless, it's creator consciousness and creator essence that from the facets of creator that you are, from your manifest levels, your creator levels, that you're now embodying from the higher and the lower, higher being more of a vibratory level, just marrying with the physical level. And when I came in, I've been connecting with what I call now, my bride and I call him the old will. It's a dear brother that had the body before I did, who had a lot of karmic deities before the karmic grid system began to dissolve. I took on all of his issues, all of his karmic agreements and otherwise, to completely dissolve, and also beyond just dissolving, without all the busy work. It was running right through it from being given the death sentence eight different times from the medical field, and there was no hope, no way whatsoever. The body, after I stepped into it, began to break down because it was a breaking down of all the cellular memories and also all of the particles of issues that your brother still carried around. So we'd been connecting together for 3 years prior when he knew when he went into the surgery room that he wasn't coming out, that I was coming in. And what he did is the dear brother that he is and the soul essence that he is, he stepped out the body to make a full transition, and that was where I got to assist him to make a full transition beyond all of his personal issues and perceptual judgments, misunderstandings. And then when I came in, I got to fully, completely inhabit the body, all the way to the shutdown of the body, to being in a wheelchair for 2.5 years, extreme pain that no one in the medical field could understand, but also could not do anything about until eventually, within 2.5 years, I was up and out of the wheelchair, being able to take on my own journey, because that's when my journey really began, as well as knowing who all the participants were, being that of the dear brothers known as the family monads and otherwise, and being able to honor them, but also assisting them along their way as I fully, completely moved in to begin a whole nother life stream, my true journey, beyond all of the karmic deities. And that was when my essence moved into the body fully and completely.
Now, was this something, so you're saying the old will was not a well person, and he, did he want to leave? Was there like a something that, you know, he said, I'm out of here, and you came in?
Well, actually, for many perceptual linear years before he left the body, he was literally begging and praying to leave the planet. He even attempted by his own hand. That never worked. And then from there to giving up on oneself, and the body weighed over 425 pounds.
Wow.
And when he and I began to connect, it was a lot, and this is so important for all concerned, it was a lot of the misunderstandings of who he is and who he was, even where he's back on the planet now, but all
oh, he's back on the planet now, the old will?
Absolutely.
Oh, he is. Did you ever meet him?
Actually, I did.
That must have been weird, huh?
Well, it was, but it wasn't, because I am who I am, but assisting this little dear brother after he came back on the planet and assisting him about stepping into his own, even his own personal mannerisms, as he had within this body that I have now, are still there, but also constantly dissolving as a whole new journey he undertook, not so much from a karmic latticework approach, but about the assistance of the family monads and otherwise that began to bring him to clarity, but also being able to work with these dear brothers to bring them into a much more higher state of, beyond consciousness, but higher state of clarity. Because when he was on the planet before, he was really locked into the religious indoctrination. Not good, bad, or indifferent, but the constant judgment that he would never be enough. And I've actually spent time with the dear brother and assisted him along his way as an infant.
Well, I'm always interested to know if there's somehow, in a way, we're all one consciousness, and we, I guess what am I trying to say, in the sense that maybe people wake up all the time and they just pull in a higher sense of themselves, and maybe you're that higher sense of the old person that got a new direction, but I guess that wouldn't explain how he could be back in another body, huh?
Well, absolutely, because when I came in, like I was sharing before, I knew all these dear brothers around, at least what part they played. You see, when I came out of a surgery, it was a whole other journey in itself, all the way down to the different adventures the dear brother enjoyed that I kind of had to scratch my head at, because none of it made sense. Even with the old wills, partnerships and otherwise, none of it made sense. Even the different journeys the dear brother was on, none of it made sense. And that's when I embarked on my own journey. Either by knowing which part
it did, you came in, but you didn't know that. So then that means that you came in, and you weren't aware of what was going on. You just found yourself here on planet Earth. Is that what you mean?
Well, no, I was well aware of what was going on. The only part that was a little bit odd was all the dear brothers around. You knew what part they all played. But there was absolutely no resonation, except we knew what part, we loved them dearly, as we do every dear brother on the planet. But when I first stepped in, it was about how to learn how to function in a body on a planet, just from your day-to-day attributes, if you put in that context, all the way down to not eating, because none of it made sense to me.
Right.
And then going from there to my own personal journey, opening and opening and opening, to get to a point of assisting humanity so much further. Because there's parts where, there's many wake-up calls. There's near-death experiences and different dynamics playing out to where you're getting your own attention. And it was so humorous, because when I first came in, I could tell you anything you wanted to know about your higher levels, your expanded states, the whole universe itself, on and on and on. But the physical level made no sense at all.
I see.
And that was
didn't you know right from the beginning you came with a clear mission that included the physical level? I mean,
absolutely.
Right, but you had no preparation for that, you're saying.
Well, the only lack of preparation was how to function in a body on a planet.
That was where
I came with a much higher journey, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
Higher, not better or less than, but a whole different journey to embark on to assist Brother Humanity that much further. But the physicality for myself was the oddest dynamic. Because coming into the physical, none of it made sense, even to the sustenances, all the way to all the costumes called clothing and the day-to-day scenarios.
Right. So how long ago was that?
Right now, it was 13 years ago.
I see. Okay, so let's talk about why you did come. I mean, right?
Excuse me?
Let's talk about the mission, why you are here. I mean, it's great you're here. It doesn't in a way matter how you got here. Here you are to really help us go to another level.
Oh, absolutely.
Right.
And the part of the purpose, if you will, is to assist your brothers to wake up to who they are, and beyond that, stepping into their fullest potential and beyond, bypassing the mind, going right into your eternal journey. The eternal journey that's always been accessible, but at the same time, opening up your live stream, opening up your whole body principle, letting the body begin to regenerate, come back to life fully and completely in its fullest potential. But also being able to play with on-planet, off-planet support, as well as letting the consciousness, the energy, we can call it love, whatever we want to call it, begin to expand exponentially, also playing with the planetary grid system and the crystalline structure of the planetary grid system, and also amplifying that, using your body vehicle as a beautiful conduit, as an instrument that it is. Also beginning to go further into connecting so much more with who you are, which you've always been, by bypassing all the little debris of the everyday repetitive scenarios, and being able to take it so much further. Because, you know, from your own natural birthright, beyond what's accessible, your natural birthright is to have total, complete enjoyment, omnipotence with everything. Because you are creator incarnate, plus also, you're beginning to welcome in your manifest levels, your creator levels, the archangelic, the angelic presences, the ascended host realms, that have all been here as we are here in Alt now, stepping in and embarking on a whole new adventure. Because even from the 2000 mark, it wasn't about the ending, except the ending of time and all the different calendar events. It was a whole new beginning for the brotherhood of humanity to step into everything.
Mm. So where are we going? And it's great that, you know, we're getting help, but what do we need to do? And what will the planet look like? Well, first, what do we need to do to make this huge leap in consciousness?
Bypass the mind. And by bypassing the mind, you're letting everything in your whole life stream begin to open up. And beyond opening, you're beginning to let you happen. And by that, it's that, you know, there's no longer any emotional conflicts in the dissolvement of the motion, which is simply judgment with energy underneath the base of it, which is giving it fuel and fire. Bypassing all the conflicted states that have been in charge for so long, for eons, if you will, creating their brother, going against their brother, and call it country against country, on and on, is throwing all of the egoic structures out the window, because the egoic structure was also created from the mind level as well, created perceptual judgments, and our part is to throw caution to the wind, if you will, let it be what it is, beginning to welcome in our big guns, our higher levels, to begin to take command, which is really total complete simplicity without the analyzational approach. You're letting yourself continue to flourish and flourish and flourish, and beyond opening, because the opening is the easy part, it's beginning to dance with it.
Right, but how do we get it beyond the mind? I mean, it sounds like an easy thing, but it's not. It's what, you know, Buddhism has been teaching for 2,500 years. I mean, we need to help, techniques, practices, you know. What do you suggest?
Well, it's really simplistic, because the Buddhism I love completely, but it's just another ritualizational approach. So why don't you simply tune into your body vehicle, right, into your heart level for a moment.
Mm-hmm.
Even closing your eyes, focusing them towards your pineal pituitary gland, which turns off the mind. Let's begin to let our heart level open up. Not from the fluffiness of the heart, it's total neutrality. Because neutrality is taking you in between worlds. So tuning in right into the heart level, the neutrality state of the physicality. Let's just let it, let's welcome in our higher levels. Big Alan, take command. And can you feel the area opening up and warming up?
Yeah.
Okay, now let's go ahead and command it, and I really mean command, that it expand and it grow.
Okay. I get that. Yeah. I should do this every day, I suppose, and just...
Well, you know, honestly, Ellen, it's only a beginning, because before you know it, it's instant.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we can call this a ritual or a practice, but more importantly, disengaging from everything in the outside world that becomes so, so, so preoccupying and being pulled in different directions, different states of ritualization, So why don't we just go ahead and bring it right up through our throat, through our pineal pituitary gland, right through our crown chakra vortex, all the way through the astral planes of consciousness, the celestial realms, the esoteric realms, all the way to the sun.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just hold it there for a moment, okay? Because now we're playing with on-planet and off-planet. We're not denying the physical, but we're playing with you.
Mm-hmm.
Let's bring forth a brilliant stream of consciousness from the sun through the esoteric realms, the celestial realms, the astral planes of consciousness, right back through your crown chakra level vortex, right through the pineal pituitary gland. And let's just go ahead and hold it there for a minute. Let's have these areas begin to activate to where you can feel the pressure. Let's just hold them there until the pressure dissolves.
Okay.
And all the way down to your throat, right through the neutrality state of the physicality. All the way down through the solar plexus level of consciousness, the gender level, gender principle of consciousness. These are all the carnal levels. All the way out your upper legs, your lower legs, out the bottom of your feet, your upper arms, your lower arms, out your hands.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So I was sharing earlier, you know, even when I was having chats with the old Will before he left the planet,
mm-hmm.
and walking him through the pathways and the doorways to make a full and easy transition,
mm-hmm.
this is where we just went, is to into a full transition, right into your creator consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
Without
and this
holding
is
back.
Where we're all going as a planetary race. I mean, isn't that...
Oh, and so far beyond, my good friend. See, that's just a beginning point. I mean, we can all live in harmony, and that's brilliant, but, you know, when it comes down to it, beyond the behavioral mannerisms, I mean, it's natural to be of harmonious. It's natural to be of the highest of integrity. You know, dear brother, sister, dear brother, but it's also getting the egoic structures dissolved.
Mm-hmm.
Towards not one dear brother against another dear brother and otherwise. It's more about a communion, camaraderie coming forward. Not about high hopes or low hopes. That's why you're watching so much come up to the forefront to be re-examined.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what Brother Humanity has been asking for, is the integrity of all that is to begin to come to the forefront on the planetary structure.
Mm-hmm.
But no longer holding back, because you're also playing with letting your whole personal, unique divinity and your unique world begin to open. Because isn't it brilliant when there's no longer... all the identificational states. Isn't it brilliant where there's no longer any emotional states? Well, we have everything fully and completely wide open and falling right into alignment right before you, and even the opportunities, the doorways right before you opening up over time, because you're welcoming in your big guns, if you will, all that's accessible, but not fluffy, but literally right in front of you.
Well, I get that about you. I mean, in a sense, I don't think you, it doesn't feel like you have a personal agenda. It feels like you are at service for the greater humanity. But is there anything that, on a personal level, that still kind of pulls you in?
Not at all, my good friend.
Okay.
You know, I was playing with this earlier today. It's that, you know, as far as I'm concerned, the only part that creates a will is a driver's license and a social security number. I'm just who I am. And from an agenda standpoint, if there was an agenda, without an agenda, it's really how best can we assist? And that's why we have the great honor to play with so many different diversities of brother humanity. I mean, some call it a spiritual path. Some call it all these different journeys they're on. Some call it a contract and agreement. But see, you bypass all of that. You play with the individualized dear brother or group dynamics from where they're at on their own journey and assisting them to go further.
Right. So let's talk about those realms then that you said, you know, this is just the beginning, harmony. So, I mean, I think it's always fascinating to really go as far into the future and tell people what is possible, and that will bring us to that state of consciousness. It'll assist, it'll plant a seed. So can you share about what the beautiful future looks like for the planet and humanity?
Oh, absolutely. It's where all the segregation and separation from all culture, colors, and creeds are coming together, and are most definitely coming together even here and now. That's what the whole global warming dynamic was about. It was about every culture, color, and creed coming together to complement one another, and also honoring all the differences of the way that they decide to play with their own cultures and what works for them and what works for the U.S., what works for Canada, what works for the U.K., what works for the Cayman Islands, on and on. But you see, now it's no longer about changing them. It's about all the tools and gifts from even the ways of their brothers presenting themselves and playing with themselves in the way that they present themselves each and every day from their own culturalizational approach to bringing together so many beautiful, unique facets to be able to dance together, to complement together, but also being able to explore together. And where the planetary matrix is going right now is clearing out all the debris. That's why so many are going through so much right now. And that's why so much is coming up and coming out, coming up and coming out, to dissolve the segregated, separated states. And going into the future for the minute, in with a time perception, it's beautiful communion coming forth to be able to dance together, honor each other, and really honoring not about our differences, but also about the creator consciousness that we all are and the billions of different unique facets about oneself that we get to play with. That automatically is going into a global state of consciousness. That's why I kind of had a chuckle about the global warming effects, because it wasn't about global warming, but it was about a coming together.
Right. Well, what will the future look like? I mean, yes, there'll be peace and harmony and all that, but will there be things like time travel, teleportation? Will these technologies...
That's already happening, my good friend. See, these are elementals, because if you... Watch what's going on with your physicality right now, okay?
Okay.
Why don't we just command your physicality to vibrate faster?
Mm-hmm.
And can you feel the vibratory levels lifting and lifting and lifting?
And yeah, I mean, I've been working on that for a while now, so I do feel it when I'm reminded about that. But yes, thank you.
Okay, now why don't we command it to go even faster, okay? Just giving the body the go-ahead. In you, the go-ahead.
Mm-hmm.
It's the marriage of the higher and the lower. And as we're playing here, how many veils are presenting? And how much density is there? Because now we are playing about dimensional planes, teletransportation. We're playing with so many different dynamics that are only expanding and expanding, because the veils are beginning to be dissolved over time right now.
Mm-hmm.
Even translucent sense, which is also opening and opening to where all of these dimensional planes are also collapsing, to where we're no longer scattered out from incarnational journeys or otherwise. You're bringing all of your own divinity here to express over time. And see, that's where you'll start to find, you know, when I do play in the futuristic approach, beyond the in your time continuum, it's happening in hyperdrive right now. That's why you see so much going on the planet right now. The denser parts of the planets are also dissolving and being brought to the head for the sake of one of integrity, and everything being exposed there. But beyond that, is bringing brother humanity so much further into a state beyond what's possible, but what truly is, which is also your natural birthright.
Mm-hmm. But do you think there's a force on the planet that wants to keep it in an old paradigm? I mean,
oh, absolutely, big time.
So what do you do about that, and how do you, you know, change that? I mean,
first and foremost, the biggest gift you can give yourself and the whole planet itself and the forces is to continue to walk our own walk, being the divinity that we are. But beyond that, You know, unanimously, humanity is standing up for integrity. And the biggest gift you can give, brother humanity and yourself, is not accepting anything less than love and integrity in your life stream, including, you know, the governmental approaches and otherwise. Not so much from an anarchist approach, but more of a clarity approach. See, that's why you're seeing so many different dynamics even playing out with the political scenarios. Only thing humanity is asking for is integrity right now. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't agree that the political state is fully in integrity by any means. But see, you're not giving your power
I don't know
away.
If you said that anyway. I don't that doesn't. I can't see anyone actually saying that the political state is in integrity, because it's probably
right
the biggest thing
you,
not in
because
integrity.
There's so much scattering going on. Mm-hmm. But if I can ask, how much is under the microscope right now?
Mm.
Versus 5 years ago.
Right. Well, that's true. That's very true.
That's humanity shifting over time, and nothing's being slipped under the metaphoric rug anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why the governmental approaches are also being held accountable for one, but being broken down for another.
Mm-hmm.
See, these are the changes that are so brilliant, because it doesn't have the ability to keep all these, quote, secrets and all the silly stuff that used to play out.
Mm-hmm.
It's all coming to the forefront, and very, very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Because humanity isn't about the sheeple effect anymore.
Right.
It's more about the individualized journeys, even as a group consciousness. And we can call it accountability, whatever we want to call it, but nevertheless, it's all coming to such a head, and where it's being put into a forced change universally, rather than all the odd scenarios that have played out.
Well, do you think this is how the planet or the masses will learn about this, this multidimensional aspect? Because I understand what you're saying, but there's so many people that this is so new for. The person on the street, the guy sitting home watching the football game, you know, they don't have any idea. They want business as usual.
Yeah, but you know what I love about that? Is they may be sitting at home watching the football game and all kinds of fun stuff, mm-hmm. but how many thought forms are coming to mind for them? How many doors are being knocked on, whether it's the economic ratios, whether it be their relationship levels, that what used to be, quote, i.e. normal, is turning completely upside down? Because mm-hmm. we could all be sitting at home watching football, baseball, golf, whatever we want to watch, trying to hide away.
Mm-hmm.
But how much is still right in front of them, globally, but also personally? See, that was the part of the big economic breakdown. And how many were affected by that?
Yeah, we've all been affected by that, and we still are. So the economic breakdown, yes, it obviously seems part of a huge transformation that's happening to everyone on the planet, and we still are not at the end of that, so it's ongoing.
But that's the part I love, because here we're going to take away the toy of abundance, right?
Mm-hmm.
My day-to-day scenario, I'm going to be hiding away in an office, and I'm at peace with hiding away. It's just all the mental stimuli, mental stimuli, mental stimuli. Then we're going to go home for the weekend. We're going to mow the lawn, have a beverage, get up again, do all the other television shows, whatever it may be. How much of that's being broken down to where now that certain structure of a comfort level that used to be, quote, i.e. normal, it's all being tossed out the window? Because with all the changes happening anyways, all these structures, even from the breakdowns economically, for some it's marital, for some it's their offspring. See, this is where it's hitting everyone right at home, Alan. And it's hitting them right through the heart level, but also there's no longer any pretense, because you can't hide away from the changes. It's just very, very unique and very, very diverse. But what I love is it's very, very individual. And that's the part that is getting, it's opening up the heart and the eyes over time.
So is there a point, I mean, some people have said 2012, is there a point where suddenly the light goes on for the collective? Do you see there's one moment, or is it an ongoing It's an ongoing work in progress.
Well, it's ongoing. That's what you're seeing all the denser places of the planet, you know, whether it be floods, whether it be weather patterns. It's really about the consciousness shifting over more than any of that. Because is there going to be a big head? Actually, the head hit on the year 2000. We're out there with all the panic, the Y2K scenarios, on and on and on. To where now the Armageddon's all said and done. And then we're going to move forth further. You see, individually, but also globally, it's already been happening. Because there's not a big calamity to play out, but if you look over the last two perceptual linear years, what's been going on globally that has been bringing Brother Humanity together? From New Orleans all the way to China and all these different calamities that have been playing out.
Right, earthquakes, all that. Volcanoes, earthquakes, everything.
All the way to the Twin Towers.
Right.
How much of an effect did that have? I mean, I don't want to deny some of your brothers are going into fear about it. And they're waiting for the next shoe to drop. But you see, the shoes that are dropping aren't going to drop. But it's a constant openness that's getting their attention. Because, you know, one thing I love about it is that this is going to happen, that's going to happen. And your brothers are beginning to recontemplate what really matters for them.
So you're saying there's not going to be any big disaster, natural or man-made, that we pass that point?
Actually, that's already happened seven different times where humanity wiped itself out.
So it's not going to happen. It's just...
No, not to that extreme. Because humanity has taken itself from the planet seven different times. That's part of why even the crystal skull scenarios have been... being exposed, the Dead Sea Scrolls. I mean, they're just basically messages, but never beyond the messages. There's a lot of inquisitiveness. Some are going to explore it, I promise you. Some are going to put it to the side, I promise you. But see, it's never going to go away. It's going to continue to come home to affect them more than ever.
All right. Well, I think we should just move forward. I think we should, I mean, I get that, all that, and I appreciate where you're coming from. I think we should just really focus on then the shift in vibration and how you can assist us and how we can assist ourselves to be the best we can be, to optimize the human form and be bring in the divine essence.
Well, the first and most simplistic point is, can you feel all the, can you just tune into your hand for a moment? Your left hand.
Mm-hmm.
Let's welcome in your divine essence for a moment. All the way through your whole physicality, let's just welcome into our divine essence. And all that we have accessible and beyond. While we're at it, why don't we command that our whole body vehicle turn on, emanating its own, your own consciousness, your own essence, expanding exponentially. And then let's let ourselves expand beyond the walls, up the rooms, even the cities. The part I love is that the mind's not involved.
Well, you're the mind is being used to create the projections of the self, though, isn't it? Is that, would you not call that mind?
Actually, it's not. It's giving the mind a focal point, but the mind can't feel.
Mm.
The mind is your friend. I want to be clear on that. Until it's in charge. And what we just bypassed was where the mind was attempting to be in charge. Because when you had said, turn on the lights, let's go, you opened up, but the mind wasn't engaged.
The mind let's keep going then. Okay. Sorry. Okay, so I'm ready. Okay, thank you for that. Gotcha.
So now, as we're beyond the mind,
mm-hmm.
why don't we let ourselves expand throughout the whole continent, the whole provinces, the whole planet itself? the whole universe. And how open do you feel, rather than being confined to just being in one certain body vehicle, to be in one state where we're feeling conflicted, attempting to be better? Because being better is always brilliant, and that's a fact. But what I look at is your natural state. It's not natural being out of integrity. It's not natural having your brother against your brother, continent and whatever against continent. What's natural is where you're letting yourself be in, beyond being open. You're letting yourself fully, completely be embodied, embraced, expanded upon oneself over time to where now there is no longer a self. There's only you playing with the whole universe itself, including the whole planetary matrix itself. And as we're here, why don't we go into the planetary matrix?
Okay.
All the way into the templates of the planet itself. All the way to the core of the planet and all the amplifications of the gold planetary grid system.
Mm-hmm.
Then let's look back at Brother Humanity. And why don't we just ask ourselves one simple question? How best can I assess? How best can I be the divinity that I am without being caught up in all the little stuff? And can we all feel our bodies changing? And beyond our body, that's one small facet. All of us opening up, expanding, even sharing, teaching, guiding. But also, how much of a change are we making for the rest of the masses? Because it all really comes down to who we truly are that we're offering to the rest of Brother Humanity.
Mm.
Not as a job, just as an instrument and a conduit. And using your body as that conduit to where there's no longer a me approach. There's a communion, there's a oneness. There's an amplification and also an invocation. And then letting the words flow from our lips without even contemplating it. No holding back. No need for approvals. No fear about what others are going to contemplate or not contemplate. But also, watch how your own personal world continues to open up as well as the whole outside world where we're letting ourselves be steered and journeying. From the divine higher levels. So why don't we just simply open ourselves to our light realms?
Mm-hmm.
Welcoming in for some angelic guidance realms, the archangelic realms, the ascended host realms, as your friends, as your true family. No longer from a dependency or codependency state. Why don't we just welcome them in for a moment?
Mm-hmm.
And why don't we welcome them in to walk with you daily through all the priceless adventures playing out all around us?
Mm-hmm.
Letting absolutely everything in your live stream open up over time. Including doorways, opportunity, the full, complete embodiment of you. Without the mind level being in charge anymore from the egoic structure. Without all the trying. Without the attempts of believing or not believing. Let's bypass all of that. Where are higher levels guiding us? Because because you are your higher levels. That's why I go back to welcoming them in. And when you take your consciousness to look above the planetary matrix, now we're playing with all sorts of brilliant priceless sequences of events that are opening over time. Not just for a little you, but globally, to where we're no longer being ran by all the idle chit-chat. The mind becomes your friend. Your mind can become your friend now.
Mm-hmm.
For the day-to-day behavioral matters.
In what way can the mind assist us without getting its ego involved in that assistance by wanting to be right?
Giving it jobs to do, whether it be playing with the checkbooks, driving the car vehicle, picking out the costumes and clothing for the day,
mm-hmm.
all the way to when we get to the places that we're going. We're able to actually get more done with less work, but because the mind isn't carrying all this conflicted states, because the mind's actually your friend. It's a beautiful tool that was created from an analyzational approach to being able to play with variables. But then it became the master. And now what we're doing is re-steering it to give it a jobs to do to further complement your live stream. Because the mind is your friend, I will be very clear on that, until it begins to take charge.
Mm-hmm.
Beyond just judgments, it's making this assumption, that assumption, that assumption, that assumption. And then the better than less than approaches, and then here we are retraining it, re-guiding it, when it's just a whole lot of work when the mind, within the beautiful gift and beautiful force that it has, it can create eons of different realities, but when we go beyond it, now we can use it as our tool, as our friend, to give it jobs to do that further complement it, to where it's not a constant nemesis. Because
mm-hmm.
when the egoic structure was created, that's what created separation. Even when the mind level was created with a total pure slate of consciousness, until it began to be inundated with all this data, information from what we've been watching, what we've been seeing, even from first beginning when it began to come to, you have these belongings, I want those belongings, and it created all this separation when we're attempting to take each other's belongings to begin to capitalize.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're putting it to rest to where we can let it serve you rather than you serve it.
Mm-hmm. So we can use the mind to regenerate the body, rejuvenate the body then as well.
Well, that's the fun part. That's why when I was playing with vibratory levels a little bit ago, Alan,
mm-hmm.
See, we're using the mind now as the priceless tool that it is. It's just not letting it run you, your life stream, and from the egoic state, we're no longer giving it all this power to achieve, succeed. Because remember, you know, the mind went into survival. And all the I think I should, I ought, I must, I have to, need to, got to, and then am I, will I, did I do the right thing? We're letting it begin to quiet down. We're letting it begin to be put to the side. And when we begin to give it jobs to do, you'll start to find so brilliantly how it will and can serve you. Not about mastering it. It's more about a dance together. Because when the mind level is in charge, that's where it creates one conflict after another.
Mm-hmm.
And remember, the mind's the first thing, even when we get on the subway, when we get in a car vehicle, when we go out and play with humanity, the first thing the mind's going to do is create this judgment, that judgment, that judgment, that judgment, play with all the variables. And what we're doing is we're bypassing the variables to begin to give it a different, steering it a different direction, to where it's not a constant nemesis anymore. Because
mm-hmm.
eons it's been in charge.
Right, right. Maybe you can give us some examples that maybe could blow our minds in the sense of how other beings function in other dimensions, higher dimensions, and what's possible that we have yet to conceive of. Could you give us a glimpse into those other realities?
Absolutely. you're bypassing the conscious, the subconscious. You're also bypassing the subatomic, atomic structures of the physicality. You're going beyond the physicality into much more of an expanded state of consciousness. You're stepping you all the way. You're also letting the mind level be put aside, and you're letting every organ in your body become the own consciousness that it is. And you're letting all the consciousness of the physicality begin to arise, regenerate, rebuild, and also open up and amplify over time. As you're also letting the outside world be the outside world, and you're dancing through the outside world from a total state of no thought, no beliefs, no perceptions, letting the outside world open up more and more and more for you, and also putting the mind to the side to where you have everything.
Mm. Beautiful. Thank you. Thank you. And I think the way you were communicating that was accelerating the consciousness that was participating in it.
And can I share something else?
Sure, please.
Going beyond the mind, my good friend. Going beyond the filters, because right there I went right to the core of you, bringing you out and dissolving the outside in to collapse all of the calamities that have been playing out. That's why at times I do speed up in hyperdrive just to break down the barriers.
Mm-hmm.
And the skeptical approaches on and on and on, and also the fear dynamics of all the what is. If I give up everything, what do I have?
And what do people have if they give up everything? They have themselves, I guess, right?
Actually, you have all of everything. If you give up all the little stuff, your whole world will open up, I promise you. It's when we have
the little stuff. What do you mean by the little stuff? The ego stuff, you mean?
Well, the ego stuff, such as, you know, where the home owns you, the job owns you, all these different abundance scenarios own you, all the way
your
to your behavioral
own you, right? Your family, your relationship, your...
It all owns you.
Mm-hmm.
But what happens, in giving it up, does it mean we're walking away? It means that we're no longer being ran by it. And that's when you arise. And to really be able to have a blast with it, rather than having it dictate all of your behavioral mannerisms that were so inundated, that where did Ellen go? Where did we go? Rather than getting to have a blast with it, really, from an eternalizational approach, you know, you're really being able to explore and remember, and I call it play, because you're bypassing all the conflicted states of consciousness, and you're letting you happen to where you can fully embody the whole journey itself. And the journey not being about point A to point B, because it's beyond space and time. It's a journey that you get to play with, that the mind level that can comprehend about 1/3 of a centimeter of the whole universe itself, and even yourself, that no longer has power anymore. And that's where there's absolutely nothing that can hold you back, because you're bypassing belief systems, you're going beyond clarity and understandings, and you're going into the complete embodiment of you, and even segregating and separating yourself from the mind level to where it's all of you from an alignment state that's able to play with all the beautiful opportunities that are right before you and taking off the tunnel vision. Mm-hmm. And what I love is so many dear brothers are seeking, and they're going to read every book on the planet and have a blast with it. But what I look at, even since I came through the body vehicle, the books are wonderful. What a brilliant pathway is a beginning point. But then we let those bypass and go through, and we step into a whole other world. See, when you're playing with the dimensional planes as well, it's not just a matter of vibratory levels. You're able to tune in to each dear brother on the planet and all the elementals on the planet, this beautiful Eden itself. And beyond tuning in, you're letting it come to you without all the filters. Like right now, Alan, can you feel how much more your body's vibrating?
Yes, I can. Thank you. Yeah.
You bring it on, my dear brother, because this is where we're letting everything, because age is a mental thing. It's not a physical thing. We're letting it all regenerate. But see, that goes beyond the mind.
The mind functions with logic, and we're going beyond that old paradigm of logic in science.
Oh, and not even comparable, because, see, when you're letting the unhooking take place, which is what we were playing with a few moments ago, you have all of you now,
mm-hmm.
to where the body continues to metamorphosize, regenerate. You know, it actually reverses the breakdown. It's also allowing for the telomere and used vitality chromosomes to do what they were created to do. Because the natural lifespan of the physicality is 987 years until the head became involved and got caught up in a karmic paradigm of a beginning and an end. And it was great when it was working out different issues, trying to balance out imbalances. But now that grid system's been dissolved, it's you coming forward.
Right. Well, yeah. And are there other people assisting you here in body in this way? I mean, who would you say are companions on this road?
For myself?
Well, no, that are here assisting your work. I mean, other people doing similar work. Who have you found, if you care to share, other people doing this type of work? I mean, who would you...
I am aware of three. One in Asia, one in Africa, and one in the Mediterranean. Have I met them personally? No.
Can you give us the names of these people, possibly?
One is named Marcus.
Okay.
The other one is Martha.
Uh-huh.
And the other one is Tree Archeo.
Uh-huh. Do you know Brasso out of Serbia?
I haven't touched base with that, dear brother, but now that you bring him up, I am tuning into him.
Yeah, he's there. So I think we're getting a lot of assistance at this point from many, many beings.
And, there's eons of assistance everywhere.
And
the part I look at, though, is out of all the beautiful, beautiful dear ones you're assisting, which are so priceless and what a beautiful gift to humanity, there's so many priceless diversities of journeys that are playing out that in unfolding to assist humanity as a whole. Because dear brothers are embodying and embracing, and the lights are going on globally. That's why even when I mentioned the other three, it's more of a placement approach. It's also being using your body vehicles as amplifiers to play with the planetary grid systems, also to welcome in humanity further. Because there's so many multifaceted parts playing out, such as playing with the grid system of the planet and even holding the resonance, just like where it was 14 and a half linear years ago, the placeholders of the planet began to retreat as humanity began to wake up. And there are many different beautiful masters on the planet that are walking their walk over time to assist humanity more and more and more, and also playing with all culture, colors, and creeds.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever go back to your home planet or dimension to check in with the beings that are there?
They're always presenting. Mm-hmm. From the Pleiadians, the Orions, the Bashans, the Syrians, even Creator Consciousness. And I had to chuckle with my bride because they show up all throughout the house each and every day.
How do they show up? In what form?
From their light realms. They show up right by the bed. They show up in my office. They show up all around the property. But the funnest part, even with Yeshua and the guys, they're showing up, and it's really, you know, I guess the best words to put it in is dependent upon what we're playing with that day. It's always for what's in the highest best good of the dear brothers coming in or those that are on the phone.
Can you also talk about the new sciences that you see coming? Because I think as we evolve, the higher octave of science will also propel the culture forward.
Oh, but beyond a shadow of a doubt. It's going well, well, well beyond quantum physics, metaphysics, and physics itself. It's going into a total new opening without an expected response or outcome. It's going into the truth that is coming in, and also the technology that's more powered by consciousness and energy than it is by the solar, also beyond the electrical approaches. Also, we were looking at cures for the physicalities and also new, call it inventions and otherwise. It's bringing it right home to be completely accessible to each and every dear brother, no matter where they're on the planet. So technology that's coming in, that's being able to give you back your power and the abilities and your innate abilities you're able to play with, that's going to let your whole world, from a scientific standpoint, from analytical responses, for one, it's going to make sense. For two, it's lightening the load over time. And for three, it's bringing it to a state to where you can use even your body vehicle as a conduit to begin to create energy and even creating so many different elementals of clarity information, even when you're connecting telepathically and otherwise. It's where you're also bypassing the telephones and you're connecting with others from those realms, and also where they're at a point where they're able to receive the answers.
Oh, so you're saying the really higher technologies are the equipment we already have as divine beings to
but bypassing all the matter principles.
So can you sort of leave us with a really high blast meditation that will really propel those listening into the realms of their higher conscious of being?
Absolutely. So once again, let's go to right to your crown chakra level vortex. And this time let's set it open to 59 feet above you, about 48 feet wide. Let's go through the atmospheric planes, the astral planes of consciousness, the angelic realms, celestial realms, all the way through the esoteric realms. This time, let's encompass the whole sun itself, but let's go further. Let's go throughout the whole universe itself. Let's welcome the whole universe into you. Not a facet that's outside of you, but a facet that is you and is a facet of you. Let's welcome all the data, the clarity, the downloading, the information, your innate abilities, all the way through your crown chakra level vortex, right, your whole physicality. Let's command the body to speed up, giving it back its own power, its own innate abilities, letting it begin to take care of itself. Let's also welcome our entourages around us, the endless amount of dear brothers that have been right with you and beside you. Let's begin to put them to work. Open the opportunities. Take command of my soul, my life, my work, my wealth, my mind, my body, my world. Take command. And beyond just vibratory levels, let's welcome the whole universe to become a part of you. For every cell has the universe within it. Let's command it to become reactivated. Set all the organs of your physicality. Amplify, amplify, amplify. Including in your outside world. And all the priceless deities that have been locked up in the physical, let's command them gone. They're no longer yours to carry. And make me an instrument. And here I am, let's go. And can you feel what's happening through your whole physicality and your mind level and your life stream?
Yeah.
And Alan, how much more vibrant do you feel, buddy?
I feel good. I really do.
But now let's look at the outside world, okay?
Mm-hmm.
see, my good friend, from your light realms?
What do I see from the light realms?
Just as you look out upon Brother Humanity as a whole.
I see the colors, more color.
Why don't we look into the oceanic realms for a moment?
Okay.
Now, what are you seeing through the oceanic realms that are such beautiful, beautiful facets playing with magnetics that are also playing with DNA?
Well, I'm also sensing those realms need some help at this moment in order for purification and a life-giving energy.
Absolutely. So why don't we infuse them?
Okay.
U.S. Creator, let's just simply infuse them over time, okay, my good friend?
Yes, absolutely.
All the way to the mineral kingdom. Through the plant kingdom. Through the animal kingdom. That have all been here as such brilliant facets as reminders. Now let's infuse all the humanity in the whole globe itself. As Creator incarnate, as the universe incarnate. And if I can ask a question, my good friend. When you were playing there, where did Alan go?
Right. Good question. Because that's just the illusion anyway, right? I mean,
exactly, but it's such a beautiful tool. That's why I was sharing about the driver's license and the social security number facets. The little facet of the egoic, arrogant approach disappeared, which left you open as Creator incarnate for everything.
Yes, it will be a beautiful planet when we all function on that level. I think that is coming.
And it's so on its way. That's why you're watching all the volcanic activity, all kinds of the fun things that the platelets are definitely shifting form, including assisting so brilliantly to assist their brothers to get their own attention.
So can you, any final words that you would like to just, I mean, you've been doing it all along, but anything you would just like to leave people with as a as a words of wisdom, as a reminder, just to help add to this message?
Honor oneself as you honor all of creation. Let not the little me be a facet of your own divinity, nor of a facet of your own creativity. Let oneself be the expansion in the facet of the Creator that you are. Hold not back of what others think, what the thought patterns are. Hold not back where you fit into a body on a planet. Hold not back on anything and everything you have to share. Be the divine facet, the instrument, the conduit that you are, to play with all the dear brothers around you, including all the kingdoms around you. And watch what begins to take turn as you're beginning to play with the universe itself, your higher levels yourself, and honoring your own divinity as Creator when beyond self-doubt. And namaste.
Thank you, William, for being a guest. Are you having any travel dates, any workshops around the country?
Well, we're doing a lot of webcasting right now, and then we're going to be beginning traveling this January. We will be in Los Angeles in July for the second movie premiere for AwakenTheFilm.com.
Oh, okay.
So we are going to be on the road as of July in Los Angeles, California.
Good. Okay, great.
And
great.
If you look at our website, we have eons of events every linear month. including here in town in the webcast events and two phone events. And we're also getting ready to begin our mastery program.
And that's what the mastery program is what exactly?
It's going to be a year-long program going into the adepts of the Akashic Record realms and also going with the mind level and with the clarity and the understanding of using the mind as a tool, but also the freedom of the mind, but also beginning to become and stepping into your own mastery of your own personal world, but the whole planet itself. Stepping into clearing out the Akashic Record realms and letting yourself be completely expanded, wide open, freer than ever, but also that being a conduit and instrument more and more and more, and also to your fullest of potential. And then beyond that, it's all the dear ones you affect just by walking in a body on a planet and also changing over your personal worlds and opening up to so many other worlds. Life beyond dimensions.
Wow. That sounds great. So that's a one-year program, huh?
Yeah, we're going to be doing, I believe, two linear days of a webcast event, and then we're going to be doing, I believe, every month or every other month for a year.
Huh. Great. And that is all on your website, which is William Linville. That's William and then LINVILLE.com, and all the information about how to get in touch with you is there, right?
Absolutely, and also playing with all the realms that are accessible. But what I love most, Helen, is that we're not playing with segregation or separation. It's the full embodiment of the higher through the lower throughout this whole planetary matrix, the whole universe itself, but also how we get to affect and play with all of brother humanity. Because everyone's seeking. It's just we're there as conduits and instruments to run forth.
Mm.
And I do understand that our mastery program is for 6 months, and we're going to be getting the second segment, which is going to take
right.
us further.
Well,
but you can learn all of it over the website.
Yeah, williamlinville.com. Thank you, William, for being a guest on New Realities. I hope... you know, the vitality and the essence of the message came through.
And if I could share something a little bit further.
Please.
What happens after these events is you're going to be feeling a lot of changes. And please, let's not get engaged with anything that's changing in your outside world. Just let it change. It's all to compliment you.
Would you say people will experience changes after listening to this radio show?
Absolutely.
I see.
And like, it's from a more connected approach, and that's when you will be seeing changes in your outside world. But please don't get involved. Just let it go where it goes. That's why we play with you energetically. Mm-hmm. Even with from the different dynamics we got to play with earlier, from connecting and opening up and expanding, you stepped out of your monad of consciousness and moving into a whole different other realm that may not make sense to the mind right now, but let's not get too engaged there. Let's just let the changes continue to metamorphosize, because it's what you've been asking for.
Okay, like what kind of changes would you see?
Well,
what would one look at?
From the family monad relationships all the way through the work dynamics and different callings.
Mm-hmm.
Some being let go of and shifting gears into a whole other unfoldment that's going to be much more complementary. Others are going to be going through a lot of physical detoxification, which is actually brilliant because all the density has been locked up in the physical that you've no longer wanted to be carrying. And bypassing all the supplemental approaches and really just letting the body take back its own power to do what it does best, including letting everything change around you. Because when I look into your outside world, there's a lot of what you call metaphorically unhooking magnetically through a monad matrix, which is just a magnetic matrix being that with the family monads as well. And stepping beyond that to let all sorts of other dear brothers into your live stream, but let's just not get involved, including especially with the detoxification and changes happening through your physicality. you're integrating, you're amplifying, and you're letting yourself in, but also freeing yourself from all of the chaotic approaches that have been playing out for yourself personally, and also letting your body vehicles begin to lighten up and become much more vibrant and alive, to where your bodies are going to be having different cravings, which is, of course, natural, because your body's cravings is you're giving into what your body's asking for rather than what's been taught from the analytical approach. Mm-hmm. And watch what happens on the outside of you, because you're separating yourself from all the different dynamics outside of you that's been happening day to day, and watching all the shifting around taking place. And as you're not involved, you're just basically stepping back and letting it happen for you. Now we're getting to a whole other state. And also from the lucid dreams, you're not lucid. The body's dissolving, the memory levels are dissolving, all the archaic debris that's been locked into the body's dissolving, and also opening up for so much more clarity, guidance, assistance, and also assistance not from a victimized state, assistance from a supportive state. So please just go with it, but let's not get involved.
Don't let the mind get involved, and you say worry about it. Just let it all unfold is what I think you're saying.
Absolutely. It's so divinely orchestrated, and what you're giving into is the divine itself, which is you as creator incarnate, letting everything happen for you just because you are you. And because, for one, you've said, I've had enough of the old. Mm-hmm. For two, there's been all sorts of clarities that presenting, and let's not doubt it. Let's not question it. Let's just go with it. Because when the mind's not involved, everything's going to fly in hyperdrive. Because you're stepping off the scenic route, and you're stepping into the fast track of exactly what you've been asking for.
Okay, I appreciate you saying that. I mean, that's good. I think, That's fine. I mean, of course, the scenic route can be the fast route as well. So, yes, I know what you mean. But thank you. That does help. Just the reassurance with the connection that there's more going on, more beyond the mind's control. So,
and that's the part we want to bypass. 'Cause you're letting everything happen for you.
Yeah. No, I get that, and it is happening, and it's really exciting to just let it unfold. So, thank you.
Oh, and thank you. It's been such an honor to get to play together tonight.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, this is what this program's about, is opening up to new realities, and this is definitely part of the transmission that's coming through at this time to assist people.
Absolutely.
Thank you. Thanks again, William.
And you too. It's been such an honor. So I look forward to playing together soon.
We'll do that. This program will be posted on my website, newrealities.com, and at BBS Radio. This is Alan Steinfeld for New Realities, and thanks for listening. This is Neil Young.
The sun. There were children crying and colors flying all around the chosen ones, all in a dream, all in a dream, the loading had begun. Flying Mother Nature's silver seed to